The Lord be with you.
A
reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. The rulers sneered at Jesus and said, "He saved others, let him save himself, if he is the chosen one, the Christ of God." Even the soldiers jeered at him. As they approached to offer him wine, they called out, "If you are a king of the Jews, save yourself." Above him there was an inscription that read, "This is the King of the Jews." Now, one of the criminals hanging there reviled Jesus, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." The other, however, rebuking him, said in reply, "Have you no fear of God? For you are subject to the same condemnation. And indeed, we have been condemned justly, for the sentence we received corresponds to our crimes. But this man has done nothing criminal." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied to him, "Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." The Gospel of the Lord. We are here to worship the King who is all glorious, the King who is ancient, the King who is divine. Oh, worship the King, all glorious above. Oh, gratefully sing his power and his love. Our shield and defender, the Ancient of Days, pavilion in splendor and girded with praise. We're here to worship that King who is all glorious. Let me tell you a story. Once a priest was giving his homily. He went on, 25 minutes, 35 minutes, 45 minutes, 1 hour, he was still preaching. And accidentally, he knocked his paper down from the pulpit to the ground. And he went for it, picked it up, and he said, "Where was I? Where did I stop?" And a voice in the congregation said, "Right near the end, preacher." Right near the end, after 1 hour. Yes, we are at the end. Not at the end of the world, not at the end of my homily, but the liturgical year. This Sunday is the 34th Sunday in ordinary time, the last before Advent. The last Sunday of the year, if you like. Many of us are gearing up for Thanksgiving. And I said to someone, every Sunday is a Thanksgiving. Every Mass is a Thanksgiving. But this coming one is special. And this particular Sunday, this last Sunday, the church wants us to celebrate Christ, the universal King. How is he a king? In 1927, Blessed Miguel Pro and his brother Humberto were martyred in Mexico during the reign of Plutarco Elias Calles, the 47th president of Mexico. Just before he died, Blessed Miguel Pro said, "Viva, viva Cristo Rey!" And he shouted that till he died. "Viva Cristo Rey!" And that popularized that phrase, that exclamation, "Viva Cristo Rey!" Hail, long live Christ the King! Today, many Mexicans are in tune with that exclamation, "Viva Cristo Rey!" What gave him that fortitude? What gave him that courage to echo the name of Christ as King till he died? He believed that the president then, who was enforcing anti-Catholic rules, is not going to last forever. The reign of Christ is the one that will reign forever. Prior to that time, 2 years before then, Pius XI in 1925, 100 years today, established this feast. At a time when there were so many people, so many leaders who were tyrants and dictators trying to enforce their will on the people, the Pope wanted us to celebrate this feast, knowing that only the kingdom of God can reign supreme. Only God is immortal, is invincible, is ageless, is ancient and modern. Only God. The first reading, the prophet, just like many others, Samuel, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, all prophesied about the King who is to come. During the Annunciation in Luke chapter 13, the angel said to Mary, "The child in your womb shall be king. The child you are carrying in your womb, he shall be king after David, his ancestor, his father." In the episode in the story of the Magi, in Matthew chapter 2, verse 2, when they came looking for the king, looking for the child that was born, they said, "Where is the king that has been born? We saw his star and we followed the star. Where is the king?" They're looking. That was a revelation to them, that the child born as infant is king. On Palm Sunday, John chapter 18, when he was entering Jerusalem, the people were shouting, "Hosanna to the King! Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna! Hosanna to the King!" Today's gospel on the cross, the people reviled him. They jeered at him. Even the soldiers sneered at him. They laughed at him. "If you are the King of the Jews, come down from the cross and we'll believe in you." That was the devil, by the way, speaking. He had the power to miraculously come down from the cross, but he did not yield to temptation. The devil was mocking him through the voices of those people. But what he was saying was true. He knew he was king. He was being tempted one more time. "If you are the king, come down. Come down, we'll believe in you." He could have done it in a way and manner that everybody will be surprised. But he humbly remained there. And the thief said, "I thought you were the Christ. Save us and yourself." And the other one recognized and said, "We have done all these crimes we have been condemned for, but he has done nothing. Oh Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He acknowledged he had a kingdom. His kingdom reigns in our hearts. The kingdom of God will not be alive and active in our world if it doesn't reign in our hearts. So there is a king who has a kingdom, as acknowledged by the thief on the cross. And before his ascension, in Matthew chapter 25, he said, "All power, all authority has been given to me. Go therefore and baptize. All power, all authority has been given to me. He is the King. Finally, the Son of Man will come in glory to judge us on the last day. With these and many more, we read and hear of the kingship of Jesus. He is a king, truly. Let me tell you one more story. One day, a kindergarten teacher for the fifth grade put up a question to the kids in the class. He said, anyone who gets the answer right is going to get a $50 bill. Who is the most famous person that ever lived on earth? And one Irish boy raised his hand and said, St. Patrick. And he said, no, it's not Patrick. A Scottish boy raised his hand and said, St. Andrew. No, it's not St. Andrew. A Jewish boy raised his hand and said, Jesus of Nazareth. And the teacher said, you got it right. Come take your $50 bill. And as he was collecting the bill, he said, but you are a Jew. Why did you say Jesus is the most famous? He said, well, in my heart, I knew it was Moses. But because I wanted the bill, I said, Jesus. Business is business. No, not like that. It's not business as usual. Jesus is truly King. He's the only one that has risen from the dead. He's the only one. He's the only one that all power and all authority lies in. So today, I ask you, like Blessed Miguel Pro, do you worship the Lord with your heart? Is the Lord, our God, reigning and ruling your heart? My dear friends, our perception should not be business-oriented or what people have said about us or about the King. Have you experienced Him? Let us surrender our lives to Jesus every day when we give priority to His teaching. When we give priority to the choices we make every day, especially in moral decisions. We should not exclude Christ the King from any area of our personal or family lives. In other words, Christ must take charge of our lives, and we must give Him sovereign power over our bodies, over our thoughts, over our heart, and our free will. That's only the time He can reign supreme. We are here to worship not an earthly king, but a divine King.
Oh, worship the King, all glorious above. Oh, gratefully sing His power and His love. Our shield and defender, the Ancient of Days, pavilion in splendor and girded with praise. O measureless might, ineffable love, while angels delight to hymn thee above, thy humbler creation, though feeble their lays, with true adoration shall sing to thee.